建造神的教会。李定武牧师主讲。第三讲，腓力，一位教会中杰出的工人。今天的经文记载在新约使徒行传第六章一到七节。那时门徒增多，有说希律尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加罗、提蒙、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上思想有一个人，他的名字叫腓力。
Now let us talk about a person. His name is Philip.
他是初期教会一个杰出的工人。
Philip is an exemplary worker of the early church.
所以说，时势造英雄。
The proverb says that so-called heroes are really those people who capture the opportune time and committed.
这句话实在有他属灵的意思。
There's a truly the spiritual implications.
当教会困难的时候，
When there are difficulties in the church,
甚至考验教会中侍奉的工人的时候，
It is the time that we test these workers.
杰出的工人需要靠圣灵来带领。
The outstanding workers really led and led by Holy Spirit.
那圣灵带领这些工人在教会中侍奉的时候呢，可以突出这个瓶颈的困难。
The Holy Spirit will lead these workers to break through all the bottlenecks.
那初期教会的时候也有困难。
Early churches have many difficulties.
刚才我们所读到的使徒行传第六章的时候就遇到了困难。
As we read in the book chapter 6 in the book of Acts.
我们看到有一些讲希腊话的这些人呢，他们中间的寡妇就被忽略了。
As we see many widows among the Grecian Jews were neglected.
我们看到使徒们当时就叫门徒们来。
As we see that the disciples called all these people Christians around.
叫他们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满的。
They want to choose among them seven people that have a good report and also have a good reputation.
圣经上讲他们是智慧充足的人。
They are full with wisdom.
派他们来管理这个事情，来除去这个困难。
They want to put them in charge and resolve the conflict.
那我们所看到的腓力就是其中七个人中间的一个。
And Philip is one of them.
他和其他六位一同同工，一同来处理这些困难的事情。
Philip worked with the other six to resolve the problems.
使教会的危机变成了转机。
They turned the crisis into a turning point.
腓力成为教会中间一个杰出的工人。
Therefore, we say Philip is an exemplary worker of God.
今天你跟我同样的，神要兴起一批杰出的工人在教会中侍奉。
In the same way, God wants to raise the next generation of co-workers in between you and me.
常常你跟我处在一个情况中，是教会的一个危机的时候。
Many times we found ourselves in a situation of crisis.
我们会退却。
We feel timid.
但是就是在这个危机的时候，神要兴起一批，选用一批杰出的工人。
However, right during the time of crisis, God wants to raise up the new generation of workers.
用这批工人来把危机变成一个转机。
Turn the crisis into a turning point to prosperity.
你可以被神使用，使教会从危机变成转机。
you can be used by God to change the crisis.
今天我们只讲的一个人不是一个全时间的传道人。
We talk about Philip, he is not a full-time minister.
不是一个极端他恩赐很强的一个人，并不是这样的一个人。
He was not given with a lot of talents and gifts.
他是一个平凡的人。
He is just like a lay people believer like you and me.
他是一个普通的人。
He is a common person.
他是一个平信徒，我们所谓讲的。
He is a lay believer.
但是神却用了他，变成使他成为一个杰出的工人。
However, God can use him and make him an outstanding worker of God.
不但在家里面做很好的见证。
Not only give a good testimony in the family.
不但在宣教的工厂，让我们看到他开拓了些工厂。
Not only he developed a new field of work.
最主要的让我们看到，在基督的肢体，在教会里面，我们看到他是一个杰出的工人。
The most important thing is that he showed his good work among brothers and sisters.
菲利是一个人，你跟我都可以认同的一个人。
You and I also can recognize Philip as one of us.
所以巴不得求神圣灵今天感动你，让你从菲利身上看到你自己。
So we pray to God that you can see Philip as one of us and learn from him.
菲利有什么不同？
What is the unique thing about Philip?
菲利的生命跟菲利的侍奉不同。
Because he willing to commit and willing to dedicate his life to Christ.
他是对你我来讲是一个挑战。
He is a challenge to you and me.
对你我来讲是一个模式。
He is a great model for us.
你可以成为教会中一个杰出的工人。
You can also be an exemplary worker in church.
只要你能够像使徒行传所讲的这个腓力做到以下的三方面的工作。
As you can model after Philip to accomplish three things below.
我们看到首先看到腓力是一个肯委身的基督徒。
First, we found out Philip is a Christian. He is willing to commit himself.
第二个，我们看到腓力是一个真属灵的基督徒。
We found out, secondly, Philip is a Christian, is full of Holy Spirit.
第三方面，我们看到腓力是一位有智慧的基督徒。
Thirdly, we found out Philip is full of wisdom.
肯委身。
He is willing to commit.
真属灵。
He has a lot filled with Holy Spirit.
有智慧。
He is full of wisdom.
神只要这三个条件就可以把你变成一个杰出的教会的工人。
With these three excellent characters, you can become the exemplary worker in church.
我们先看第一个角度来看，腓力是一个肯委身的基督徒。
Let us see first, Philip is willing to make commitment.
我们看第六章第二节跟第三节。
Let us see verse number 2 and 3 in chapter 6.
第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说。
So the 12 gathered all disciples together and said,
叫众门徒来，是对着门徒把他们叫来。
Here it says, gather all disciples means all these people are disciples.
所以被叫过来的多是门徒。
All these people summoned are disciples.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
所以使徒们说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声的人管理这事。
The 12 said, brothers, choose seven among you,So that you are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
好名声的人。
These are the people with good reports.
所以神的话语让我们看到第一个条件，我们要变成一个杰出的教会的工人。
The first condition that you will need to become, need to learn in order to become an exemplary worker in church.
就是肯委身。
That is, that you are willing to make commitment.
为什么我们看着是肯委身是第一个条件呢？
Why it is so?
因为第一方面我们看到因为腓力是一个门徒，所以他肯委身。
First is Philip is a disciple, therefore he is willing to make commitment.
我们看到第六章第二节讲十二个门徒叫了众门徒来，而腓力是其中的一个，所以他是门徒之一。
As in verse 2 says, 12 gathered all disciples and Philip was among them.
我们看到这边门徒是一定是委身的人。
Here we see disciples are those willing to make commitment.
什么叫门徒？
What is called disciple?
这个字的原文的意思就是一个学习的人，一个学生，一个学徒。
Disciple means it is a student, it is a apprentice.
我再举一个例子来讲，很简单的例子。
Another example is
我在的一个地方有一个鞋店，修鞋的人修得非常的好。
Where I live, there is a shoe store, make excellent repair of shoes.
修鞋店的那个年纪大的人，他旁边有一个小学徒在那边跟他学。
The owner has a young apprentice follow him.
那有时候是这个老板在那边帮人修。
Sometimes the owner was there.
有时候你看到这个老板在教这个小学徒在做一些事情。
The owner is now teaching the younger apprentices to learn how to do things.
突然有一天我看到的时候，这个小学徒在当家了。
All of a sudden, one day, the young apprentice become the owner.
这个老板到哪里去？老板肯是花四个星期出去游玩，而把他这个店交给这个小的了。
The owner, original owner, hand over the operation to the younger one.
他对这个小的信任。
Now he trusts the younger one.
他知道四个星期回来之后，他仍然可以回来还有个店。
He knows that after four months of insurance of tours, he can come back and find out everything is fine.
他相信他。
He trusts the young apprentice.
是相信他的品格。
Trust his character.
因为这小的一直跟他住在一起。
Because he has been with the owner for a long, long time.
不但相信他的品格，他相信他也能够接待客人，也能修得跟他差不多。
He not only trusts the young one, also believes that he learned all the skills and can entertain the customers in the way.
因为这个小的一直在跟他学习。
Because the young apprentice has learned continuously with the original owner.
这个就是门徒训练。
That is called disciple training.
这个小的就是门徒。
The younger one is the disciple.
讲的话语、做的方法、缝的鞋子的方式，跟他的老的是完全一模一样。
They share the same way of talking and doing and the repair of shoes.
腓力就是这样的一个人。
Philip was a disciple.
这些使徒们教导他们，使徒们放心。
The 12 disciples. Trust Philip that will do good things.
我们看到使徒们事情教会增长到一个地步，使徒们没有办法每一件小事都做了。
As the church increased, we found that the 12 original disciples cannot handle everything.
所以我们看到这个地方对使徒来讲也是一个挑战。
This is a challenge to the original 12 disciples.
他们知道他们的工作最主要的目标是什么。
They understand the most important thing that you do.
祈祷跟教导。
To pray and the ministry of God's word.
这些琐碎的事情他们不能再参与了。
They cannot wait on tables and all these little details.
这个时候神让他们看到教会困难的时候，他们放开了，交给他们一些小的学徒们。
God taught him about these difficulties and prepared them to dedicate their responsibilities.
所以这些小学徒们也是一个更大的挑战。
For the Philip and all the other disciples, this is truly another challenge.
他们受托。受了使徒的命令托付，他们来开始来治理教会的事情。
Because the 12 turned the responsibility and given to them.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个主耶稣教导的模式。
Brothers and sisters, this is the model that Jesus Christ teaches.
这个模式是有效的。
This is a very effective model.
这是一个属灵的。
This is a spiritual model.
这是一个属于圣经的教训。
This is a model of biblical principles.
今天我们的教会需要用这种教导的方式。
In our church today, we need to follow and use such a model.
很遗憾，教会常常没有用这种方式。
Regrettably to say that many times church do not follow and use such a model.
那个老鞋匠一次抓住，连小的东西都做，而不放给小鞋匠去做。
The original owner will do all the things and will not delegate any responsibility to the younger one.
他不放心，他也不信任。
He or she does not trust the younger ones.
那小的也没有从老的学到东西。
However, the younger ones were not able to learn from the original owners.
因此就在那个瓶颈中间，教会就没有办法突破。
Within such a bottleneck, the church cannot have any breakthrough.
教会必须要做门徒训练。
Therefore, the churches need to have disciple training.
我是做门徒训练的人。
I am in charge of disciple training.
我到哪里都做，世界各地都做门徒训练。
I travel around the world to conduct disciple trainings.
我想我的血中有门徒训练。
I think the disciple training flow in my blood.
弟兄姐妹，我鼓励你的教会做门徒训练。
I will encourage you to conduct sincere disciple training in your church.
腓力能够成为一个神所用的杰出的教会的工人。
Philip is a disciple that utilized by God.
因为他是一个门徒，因为他肯委身。
Because he is a disciple, he is willing to make commitments.
为什么教会必须做门徒训练？
Why does the church need to conduct disciple training?
不但可以突破瓶颈
to break through bottleneck,
而且这是圣经的教训
that's to follow the principle of the Bible.
大使命的中心思想就是门徒训练
The core of the Great Commission is disciple training.
十万民做我的门徒
to let all the people become my disciples.
我再说大使命，很多人不知道他的中心思想是什么。
Let me emphasize one more time. Many people do not understand the core message of the Great Commission.
甚至于很多传道人都不知道大使命中心思想是什么。
Many ministers did not understand the true meaning of a Great Commission.
我常常听到讲台上讲错大使命是什么意思。
Many in terms of erroneous message came out.
大使命不是传福音，不是去传，只是停在传福音。
The Great Commission does not stop at just sharing gospel.
大使命是十万民做我的门徒。
The Great Commission truly is to let all the people become my disciples.
做门徒第一个步骤要去传福音。
The very first step to make others become disciples is to share gospel.
然后按照奉圣父圣子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
In God's Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to baptize them.
然后凡主耶稣基督教训我们的，都教导他们遵守，教导。
And teaching everything that Jesus Christ gives to us.
实现大使命唯一的方法就是走门徒训练。
The only true way to fulfill the Great Commission is to make everyone become disciple.
弟兄姐妹们，腓力是一个肯委身的人，因为他是一个门徒。
Philip is willing to make commitment because he is a disciple.
第二方面，腓力是一个肯委身的人，因为他是一个主的见证人。
Philip willing to become a disciple because he is a witness of God.
因为我们看到第六章第三节里面讲到他是有好名声。
As we read in verse 3, we say that Philip is a man of honest report.
好名声表示他给主做了好的见证。
It means that he has wonderful testimony in front of God.
我选同工。这是最大的条件，他是有好名声。
This is the ultimate principle that I would choose co-workers.
常常也有教会有些地方问我推荐牧师，听推荐传道人。
In the same way, I would recommend people to be pastors.
我觉得第一个条件是他又有好名声。
The very true principle first I would consider is that a man of honest report.
好名声就等于什么？就等于做我的见证，主耶稣基督讲。
That means to be my witness.
所以我可以讲六章三节讲的好名声。
As we see in verse 3, to have honest report to be my witness.
就等于主耶稣在一章八节最有名的这句话里面讲的是做我的见证。
As Jesus told us to become his witness.
做见证，做见证这几个字实际上跟字根里面跟什么寻道是同一个字。
In the same root of the word,Witness actually means martyr.
因此，当我们为主耶稣要求我们做他的见证的时候
，When God asks us to become His witness,
我们是做他的见证，至死忠心到寻道。
That we will be loyal to Jesus Christ even to death.
这样的话就是个好名声。
That is to have good witness in front of the world.
你知道，在《使徒行传》里面有很多的字重复，也有很多重要的字埋在里面。
In the book of Acts, there are many words repeated and many hidden in the passages.
那比如讲，在这边讲到好名声这个好字。
For example, here says be good witness, this word good.
你知道吗？当使徒行传里面讲到有另外一个人巴拿巴的时候，讲他是一个好人。
As you describe in book of Acts, it's also talk about Barnabas is a good person.
你觉得很奇怪，有时候刚信主的人看到圣经是好人，应当教会里面都是好人呢。
As we see in the book of Acts, we wonder, as all people in the church should be good people.
应当教会里面人都有好名声呢。
All people in the church should have a good, honest report.
应当教会里面的人都是什么？多做主耶稣基督的见证人。
All people in the church should be wonderful witnesses for Christ.
当你在教会久的时候，你发现教会里面也没有很多好人。
However, after you stay in the church for a while, then you found out there are actually not many good people around.
教会里面也有很多人没有好的名声呢。
Many in the church may not have an honest report.
哦，你会想着这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
我跟你讲 ，Saint Augustine 奥古斯丁讲过一句话，真是有道理。
It's very reasonable to listen to St. Augustine says.
奥古斯丁到底是奥古斯丁，真是不一样。
He says the following.
那奥古斯丁讲，在神的教会，在神的教会外面也有神的羊。
He said that even outside the church, there are the sheep, a lamb of God.
但是在神的教会里面也有狼。
And also within the doors of the church, there are also wolves.
也就是说，在神的教会里面有不但是坏名声，有坏人在里面。
Not only in the church have those people with bad reports, but also have really true evil people.
加尔文喜欢这句话到极点，甚至于把这句话放在他的 institute 里面。
Calvin liked this saying so much that he put in one of his institutional statements.
所以使徒行在初期教会中给我们几个字埋在里面，你跟我必须记得。
Therefore, there are some hidden words in the book of Acts we need to remember.
你跟我要做好人。
You and I need to become good witness of the Lord.
好人就是品格好的人。
Means the good people with good characters.
好人就是做好见证的人。
Good people means to have good witness of the Lord.
好名声的人。
That good people have the good honest report.
所以六章三节里面讲的好名声的人，腓力是其中之一。
For those people have good honest report, Philip is one of them.
好名声的人，所以他能够做为主做见证。
For those people have good witness, therefore they can do things for the Lord.
今天我们很羞愧主，常常教会里面看到有很多什么不好名声的人。
It is our shame that there are sometimes people in our church, as we can observe, they are not of good report.
而有不好名声，是应当是会有圣奥古斯丁都讲里面有狼呢。
As it seems to be natural because St. Augustine said that we have even wolves in our church.
但是可惜的是什么？
But to our pity,
教会没有采取教会的惩戒的方式，像保罗讲的一样，把他们交给撒旦。
To our regret that the church does not discipline those people.
没有做惩戒的工作。
The church does not conduct the discipline and therefore to punish these people.
不是我们真的要把他们赶出去。
Not we want to get rid of them.
而是我们希望他们能够悔改。
We want to admonish them, therefore they can repent.
让他们隔绝一阵之后，他们思想当初的在一起团契的愉快的时候，愿意悔改而回来。
We want them to be repent after they have the time to think all the joys they share with brothers and sisters.
但是现在很可惜。
It's far regret.
因为现在教会太多了，以前的教会一个村庄只有一个。
There are many, many churches, and now,
所以只有一个的话，你把他赶出去的时候，他在那边忏悔，在那边痛苦。
In the past, there were only one church in a small village, and therefore those people got disciplined. They will have time to repent.
忏悔痛苦，他们被完全被 cut off, 被隔绝。
They were cut off and they were separated, and therefore they will truly repent.
你知道当初你能送面包去给他都不行的，因为送面包给完全隔绝教会，叫他隔绝。
The church will let them go outside and will not even allow them to send bread.
为什么呢？使他们悔改，悔改之后他们必须因为这个关系痛苦到神的面前来忏悔。
The church disciplined these people such way so that they can repent and willing to come to the Lord.
当他到神面前忏悔的时候，教会呢才伸着双手呢欢迎他们回来。
Only after their repentance in front of the Lord, then the church will open their arms and receive them back in.
为了他们的关系，为了爱他们的关系而隔绝他们，处分他们。
The church wants to love them and therefore discipline them.
今天的教会
，Today's church，
圣经都不懂。
They cannot even thoroughly understand the Bible.
不但不惩罚
，They will not discipline.
即使有些人这些出去了
，Even those people that were let out.
教会的人送面包、打电话，请他们吃饭，回来吧，回来吧。
The congregation would send them gifts and they send give them calls and to ask them to come back.
还有更糟糕的
，To worse.
别的教会的是抢了他要。
A lot of churches want to receive them.
你根本不给他悔改的机会嘛，不给他隔绝的机会嘛。
These churches did not give them the opportunity to repent.
所以他们的名声一直一直一直的坏下去。
Therefore, their reputation continues to deteriorate.
神给我很多机会到各个不同地方讲道。
Praise the Lord that give me a lot of opportunity to preach around the world.
有时候还没有去，我就知道那边有坏名声的人。
Some churches, even before I go, I know they have poor reputation.
有时候去了之后，他们告诉我有些坏名声的人。
Sometimes after arrived, and then they told us there are some people with bad reputation.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我要做腓力。
Brothers and sisters, you and I need to be Philip.
做一个肯委身的人。
We need to be a person that willing to commit.
为什么会肯委身？
Why we want to commit?
因为我们是门徒。
Because we are disciples.
为什么肯委身？
Why we want to commit?
因为我们有好的名声。
Because we have good reputation.
因为我们为主做好的见证。
Because we witness for the Lord.
我们再看第二个原因。
Let's see the second.
圣经让我们看到，不但是要肯委身，而且要真属灵的基督徒。
We need to become the Christian truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看第六章第三节再看。
Let's see, read verse 3 again.
有好名声，被圣灵充满的人。
Those chosen people were full of this Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满代表他是个真属灵的基督徒。
Those people filled with the Holy Spirit means they are the true Christian.
那我们就讲到被圣灵充满，那我们必须有些解释了。
Therefore, we need to explain what we mean by filled with the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做被圣灵充满？
What do you mean by filled with the Holy Spirit?
我这边讲的不是指一种很特殊、不平常的一些现象，很不规则的一些现象。
It doesn't imply some unnatural phenomenon.
而也不是指对地上的事物的一点没有兴趣的，好像看起来别人他自己以为是很属灵的，不是这样的。
It's not implying that we only interest the things in heaven, not on earthly things.
而是一种过正常基督徒生活的人。
It is to live a normal Christian life.
而是一个在圣灵所控制之下的人。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哎，我喜欢这句话。
I like this thing.
一个被圣灵所控制的人。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
很多时候我们要学习被圣灵控制。
We need to learn how to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们有时候的性情像一匹野马一样。
Sometimes our faith is like a wild running horse.
加上我们有的罪性在那里面。
Plus our sinful nature.
处处我们看着是看到我们自己的家庭，自己的利益。
Therefore, we turn every focus to ourselves and our family and our needs.
所以好像一个没有牧养的，没有经过训练的一匹野马一样。
Just like never being trained and tamed a wild horse.
哦，我是祈求神能够把我继续不断地变成一个被圣灵控制的一个人。
I pray to the Lord that He will continue to fill me with Holy Spirit.
好像一匹野马给我加上一个栓子在那个地方，圣灵在那边抓住那条线。
Just like put the girdle on a wild horse.
被圣灵充满就是这样的一个人。
To be filled with Holy Spirit is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
什么是真属灵的人的一个特征？
What is the true spiritual characteristics of the person with Holy Spirit?
就是一个被圣灵控制的一个人。
That is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一个不方便的人。
It is not the person that can do everything he wants.
今天多少的基督徒太方便了。
Today, there are people willing to do all things they want.
在生活上，他什么都可以做，什么话都可以说，什么事都可以做。
They can say anything, do anything, and want to do anything they want.
甚至把这些东西带到教会去，太方便了，侍奉的方式太方便了。
And in such a way, they also behave in the church.
我们要真属灵的人，要这个人被神扭转过之后，变成一个不方便的人。
We want these people to be under control of the Holy Spirit to work in the church.
圣经上神所用的人多是不方便的人。
All the servants and the disciples God used are those people controlled by the Holy Spirit.
那我看到雅各这个人。
For example, Jacob.
以前是多方便的一个人。
He went back and forth at his will.
他可以用他的脑子可以骗得，可以用红豆汤也可以骗得长子的身份。
He used his own wisdoms and to cheat his brother and lie and to earn his firstborn right.
他可以从他妈妈那边得到妈妈的喜爱，可以做一些骗他父亲的事情。
He earned the trust of his mother to lie to his father.
感谢主，他还有一颗心，神爱神的一颗心。
Praise the Lord, he still had a heart that loved God.
神控制他。
God controlled him.
直到那一天晚上的时候，过了个关的时候。
To the night that when he tried to pass the river,
面临到生命的危险的时候
trying to cross river when at the peril of his life,
用他自己的方式一批一批一批的人送到那个关口过去的时候
in such crisis, he used and managed his way to send his caravans one by one to the other side of the river.
剩到他一个人的时候
only he left on the other side of the river.
单独一个人思想的时候
when he was all left alone,
啊，多少时候我们需要单独的时候
？Truly, we often need to be alone.
单独的时候，当我们面对面神面对面面的生命危险关头的时候
，When we've alone face to face with God in our crisis，
遇到危机的时候
，In the moment of the crisis，
神把危机变成转机。
God would turn crisis to become a turning point.
他抓住了神的使者不放的时候
，He captured the angel of God.
要祝福
，He asked and begged for blessings.
神在他身上做了一个记号
，God marked on his body.
让他的脚瘸了
，He is now crippled.
让他一生一世做一个不方便的人
，He is now under the control of the Holy Spirit.
所以当他见到法老的时候。
When he went to see Pharaoh,
哦，他讲你的仆人的年日长，多有困苦。
He said that all days of my life are a lot of sufferings.
神在他的身上做了很多的工作。
God has made many things through his life.
他成了一个不方便的。
He became a person under the control of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们要成为一个不方便的人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们今天中间每一个人都要成为不方便的人。
Every one of us need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们习惯了太方便。
Because we often, at past, just do whatever we want.
我们需要成为一个被圣灵充满真属灵的一个人。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to become full of the Spirit.
真属灵的人是一个不方便的人。
The trulyperson that is filled with the Holy Spirit will not do everything that he or she wants.
至少我在这边可以讲三方面的特点，讲到他不方便。
There are three unique characters that this person we can see is under the control of the Holy
Spirit. 他不方便，他是因为他是一个分别为圣的人。
Because he is sanctified, the person.
他是要做一个圣洁的人。
He is a sanctified person.
有很多地方他不能去。
He cannot go all the places.
有很多东西他不能看。
He cannot see all things.
有很多东西他不能摸。
He cannot touch everything he wants.
有很多东西他不能想。
He cannot think about all the things.
有很多东西他不能说。
He cannot say all the things.
有很多时候他非要沉默不可。
Sometimes he has to remain silent.
因为他是一个分别为圣的人。
Because he is a sanctified person by God.
为什么？
Why?
神要用他做贵重的器皿。
Because God wants to become a vessel of honor.
神要我们脱离卑贱的事情。
God doesn't want us to do those minor trivial things.
那些能说、那些能行、能想的人，都是在街上的人。
Those people willing to can do everything they want, they are the street people.
那些方便的人，通通是在街上的人。
Those people willing and can do everything they want, there are the people on the street.
那些不是神家里面的人。
There are not the people in the house of God.
那些是卑贱的人。
There are those people that are filthy.
神要叫我们自洁脱离卑贱的事情。
God wants us to become sanctified person, to be holy ones.
就必做贵重的器皿。
To become the vessel of honor.
成为圣洁合乎主用。
We can become holy and used by God.
预备行各样的善事。
We will do all kinds of good things God sees proper.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天中间每一个都是主宝血重价买来的人。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us are precious vessels bought by God's blood, precious blood.
我们仍然愿意在街上吗？
Do we still want to wandering homeless on the street?
做一个街上自由的人吗？
Do we want to be wandering on the street, do whatever we want?
还是宁可做一个不方便的人？
Or you want to be someone that willing suffer or subject to the constraint?
哦，我们暂时是暂时的不方便。
What we subject to constraint by the Holy Spirit is only temporal.
因为只有不方便带来了真方便、真自由。
Because only by subjecting to these temporal restrictions of the Holy Spirit we can become truly free.
有一天我们的主耶稣基督还要再来。
Because Jesus will come back again.
在那一天，我们要在天上与他相聚。
That on that day, in that day, we will be received in the sky by Jesus.
在那一天，我们真的自由了。
On that day, we will be truly free.
这就是彼得，这就是彼得讲的活泼的盼望，保罗讲的荣耀的盼望。
This is what Peter said, lively hope. This is what Paul said. This is what we want to have hope of honor.
真属灵的特征是一个被分别为圣的人，不方便的人。
The true Christian is those constrained by the Holy Spirit.
真属灵的人， 我刚才也讲过，我再提是一个被圣灵控制的一个人。
The true Christians are those restrained by the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵控制的人，自然是一个不方便的人。
Those people controlled by the Holy Spirit will not do everything he or she wants.
我们讲过一句话，讲错了。
Sometimes we say.
讲错了一句话。
Sometimes we say in the wrong way.
讲错了一句话，做个不方便的人，我们要向神忏悔，向人忏悔。
Sometimes we say we need to repent before the Lord and also regret, say regret, say sorry to people.
我这人最怕跟人道歉。
I do not want to apologize to other people.
最怕跟人认罪。
I will not admit my mistakes to other people.
但是每一次我讲话不适当的时候，
but every time when I say the wrong things,
圣灵控制我，
Holy Spirit control me,
要我跟神认罪。
And Holy Spirit wants me to confess and willing to admit my mistake in front of other people.
要我到这个人的面前或这几个人的面前，请他们赦免。
Holy Spirit want me to go to these people and ask to be forgiven.
我跟你讲，好不方便，好不方便。
You and I are truly restrained by the Holy Spirit.
但是当你这样做完之后，你觉得你真自由。
But after you apologize, after you willing to subject to Holy Spirit's constraint,
因为在你跟神之间没有东西阻挡了，
you will be feel truly free because there's no barrier between you and God.
你心里欢呼，
you rejoice.
而且求神让你以后不讲这种话了。
You cry out rejoicing and ask God not to let you say the same thing.
真属灵是个分别为圣的人，是一个被圣灵控制的人。
The truly Christian are those restrained by the Holy Spirit.
真属灵也是最后让我们看到是一个结果子的人。
Those are truly spiritual people bear fruits of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满，结出圣灵所结的果子来。
They fill with the Holy Spirit and bear the fruits of the Spirit.
我们看到腓力是这样的一个人。
We can observe Philip is one of those.
他不但在外，人家看到他是一个会讲道的人，会宣教的人。
In the outers, in the outside experience, people see that he is an evangelist.
而且他有好见证，是一个好名声的人。
Also, he has a good and honest report.
在家里面，我使徒行传讲，圣经讲，他有四个女儿，四个女儿都是处女，而且都会讲预言。
In his family, he has four married daughters and all prophesied.
四个女儿都是处女，在这个时代也不容易了。
Has four married daughters, it is truly uneasy even in the modern world.
而且在这边。讲到多是会讲预言的人，表示多是属灵的人，被圣灵充满的人。
And also say that all these four daughters can prophesy, and therefore they are all truly Holy Spirit filled persons.
神赐福给他，让他在家里面就结这么多果子。
Oh, how God blessed Philip, let him bear so much fruit of spirit, even in his family.
腓力是一个教会中杰出的工人。
Philip is an exemplary worker of God.
我们看到第一点，他是一个。肯委身的人。
We see first Philip willing to make commitment.
我们看到第二点，他是一个真属灵的人。
We see that Philip is a Christian filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三点，我们看到他是一个有智慧的基督徒。
Thirdly, that he is a Christian full of wisdom.
我们再看第六章第三节。
Let's see the verse 3 in chapter 6 again.
有好名声，被圣灵充满，智慧充足的人。
Philip is.The person who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
智慧充足，讲到他是一个有智慧的人。
This means that Philip is a person with a lot of wisdom.
智慧，在这里的原本的智慧就是很多女孩子用的一个名字，很好的名字 Sophia.
The wisdom means Sophia in English.
哦，这个名字非常好，就是满了智慧。
It means that full of wisdom.
那这个智慧，而且这个智慧在原文里面给我们的意思多半是形容，形容的都是神所用的人是好人。
It also described in the Bible means that all these are good people used by God.
所以这个字可能我们讲的有一些道德的含义，他聪明有一些道德的含义。
Therefore, this word of wisdom means it implies moral implications.
因此我们看到它的意义很深刻。
It has truly implications deep.True implications.
也是相信从圣经让我们看到用的方法呢，多半这些人都是用最好的方法达到最高的目的。
Those people of wisdom, as recorded in the Bible, are using the best way to achieve the highest goals.
我讲到现在这个时代，我们重视宣教。
we talk about that we today, modern world, emphasize on preaching the gospel.
现在华人的教会，特别在北美的教会，每一间教会都在重视宣教。
Every church in North America, in Chinese churches, they all emphasize in sharing gospel.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这个目的是对的。
This is a good purpose.
但是我们再问下去的，是不是用最好的方法来达到最高的目的呢？
But let us pursue, are we all using the best ways to accomplish these goals?
没有，没有，没有。
Not all of them.
今天你到教会所看到，到宣教工厂所看到的一些方法，使你灰心。
As we, observe,
使你寒心
as we observe in the field of mission, we feel shame of some of those practices that we use.
这就是讲，假如是用这个智慧 Sophia 的话，这个是方法，是最好的方法。
Here, the wisdom says, Sophia means that we're going to use the best ways to accomplish the highest goals.
所以这边讲的智慧充足，我们可以用两方面来讲。
Here we say be filled with the wisdom means two things.
第一方面，由圣灵所赐分辨的智慧。
First is that we are filled with the Holy Spirit to distinguish the good from evil.
所以六章三节里面讲的智慧充足，是他们有分辨的智慧。
Here we say the full wisdom in the verse 3 means that they have the ability to distinguish good from evil.
我以前的一个老牧师叫 Stephen Ofer， 被神重用的一个人。
My old pastor, Reverend Ofer, is truly a God, a servant used heavily by God.
他讲过一句话。
He said one time.
我一直记得。
I remember all my life.
他讲智慧是做一个基督徒所不可或缺的品德。
He said that wisdom is an essential character of the Christian.
智慧能够分辨是个最重要的一件事情。
To be able to distinguish good from evil is the essential skill of Christian.
我以前牧会的时候。
In the past, I pastored the church.
在我们教会选同工的时候，
as we trying to choose co-workers.
当然，第一个品格是好名声，是品格好。
The first condition is that those people need to have a good, honest report.
第二，我们选的就是说他有没有分辨的智慧。
Secondly, that we want to find the people who can distinguish good from evil.
我跟你讲，有很多有好品格的人，他不见得有智慧分辨。
Oftentimes, people have a good testimony and witness may not have the ability to distinguish.
我有认得很多有好品格的基督徒，甚至于传道人，他不见得做的一些决定都是最有智慧的决定。
A lot of the good pastors and the good co-workers may not always use the wisdom to make the best decisions.
教会的领袖最需要的不但是品格不可或缺的，而且是有分辨的智慧。
The leaders of the church not only have to have good witness, but also need to have this ability to distinguish evil from good.
每一个步骤做的决定都会影响到前面教会的增长。
Because every decision they make along the way will affect the increase of church.
因此他们需要有圣灵充满来给他们智慧。
Therefore, they need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to distinguish evil from good.
讲到智慧充足是分辨的智慧。
Means full of wisdom means it need to have the ability to distinguish.
当然，圣经告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
As Bible told us, the fear of God is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们看到所罗门做了一件很美的事情，神非常的喜悦。
We read in the Bible that Solomon, King Solomon, did a wonderful things that pleased God.
他讲，求你赐我智慧聪明。
He begged, he prayed that Lord, please give me wisdom.
我好在这民前出路。
Therefore, I can come forth and back in the people.
不然，谁能够判断这众民，这么多的民呢？
Or else, who can rule and judge among all these great people?
哦，这个人真聪明。
He is truly a person with wisdom.
选择的是最好的东西。
He chose the best thing in the world.
而且他选择的时候，他讲是为了你的民，我才人民，我才做这个选择。
He chose such a thing as God to give him for the Lord to govern.
分辨的智慧。
It is the wisdom of distinguish.
求神给我们中间的同工能够有分辨的智慧。
I pray God that God will give us the co-workers among us the wisdom of distinguish.
但是这边用智慧充足，除了这个之外，可能还有另外一个意思。
Perhaps there is another meaning in terms of full of wisdom.
不但是圣灵所赐分辨的智慧。
Not only those wisdom that given to us by Holy Spirit.
第二方面是由经验得来洁净的常识 common sense.
and also those sanctified common sense developed through our experience.
因为他侍奉的经验而能够发展出来有这个洁净过的常识。
Based on the experience of serving God and church, they developed, they sanctified common sense.
我们每个人都会有些常识。
All of us will have some common sense.
但是不是所有的常识都是经过圣洁过的、洁净过的。
But not all the common senses that we have are sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们相信在这边形容到腓力的时候是智慧充足的时候，我们相信还有一个意思就是经验累积而得来的这个洁净过的常识。
Therefore, as we read here, in terms of the whole Philip is full with wisdom, means that he has a love for sanctified common sense.
这也是圣灵的工作。
This is also the result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们在教会得到的这些侍奉的经验，通通每一样侍奉都是恩典。
The experience that we have generated through the service in church, all are grace of Lord.
我越发觉得神给我每一次侍奉的机会都是恩典。
Increasingly, I felt that every time I can serve Lord is the grace of God.
所以这么多年来这些恩典所累积的经验呢？是经过洁净过的常识。
Therefore, all the experiences I accumulated throughout the years, all are sanctified common sense.
我以前的老牧师 Offer 又讲过这句话。
My pastor Offer also said this.
他看许多人的思想太俗天了。
A lot of people's thoughts are just putting things in the heaven.
啊，在地上用不来，用不上。
They are not applicable in the world.
但是也有许多人的思想太俗地了。
There are many thoughts also are earthly thinking.
没有办法用在天上的事情。
And that's not suitable for heavenly business.
所以你跟我在这平常侍奉的经验里面，要一个一个把它累积起来，都是宝贵的经验。
Therefore, we will learn and accumulate those experiences are the precious gift of God.
有时候我看到一个教会进入到宣教工厂，在宣教工厂上抢地盘的时候，哎呦，我看到做的一个决定，真是缺乏洁净过的常识。
Oftentimes observe those churches that are fighting territories in the mission field, I truly feel that they do not have the sanctified common sense.
我有时候看到一个传道人或者是一个信徒到大陆去短宣的时候，留下来给那个教会领袖$2,000的时候，哎呀，我讲真是做了没有洁净过的尝试。
When I observe those ministers leave a lot of money to the people in the field, when they visit men in China, I feel that they do not have sanctified common sense.
啊，你不是害了那边的传道人吗？给他们多大的引诱吗？
You created such a great damage among those leaders in the local churches.
哎呀，我真是担心看到他们这样做的时候难过。
You leave them a lot of tensions, therefore I feel truly sorry for them.
我只举了这两个例子讲，这是没有经过洁净过的尝试。
These two cases just trying to tell you why those are not sanctified common sense.
或者是不是能够没有办法分辨的智慧，没有分辨的智慧。
Those are the evidence of lack of the wisdom of distinguishing good from evil.
弟兄姐妹，腓力是一个教会中杰出的工人。
Brothers and sisters, Philip is an exemplary worker of God.
他只是一个平信徒。
He is a lay believer.
这个我们都能跟他认同。
We can recognize between you and me.
他是我们中间的挑战。
He is a challenge among us.
因为让我们看到他是一个肯委身的基督徒。
Because he is a Christian willing to commit.
他肯委身，因为他是一个门徒。
Because he is a disciple, therefore he is willing to commit.
他肯委身，因为他有主的见证，他是一个好名声的人。
He is a person willing to make commitment and become the disciple because he has a good testimony.
他不但是一个肯委身的基督徒。
He is a disciple willing to make commitment.
他也是一个真属灵的基督徒。
He is a Christian filled with Holy Spirit.
真属灵，他是一个被圣灵控制的人。
To be filled with Holy Spirit means he is under the control and guidance of Holy Spirit.
我们也看到，最后看到他是一个有智慧的基督徒。
Lastly, we just observe that he is a Christian with full of wisdom.
有圣灵所赐有分辨的能力的一个智慧。
The wisdom is the given wisdom by the Holy Spirit so that he can distinguish good from evil.
所以他跟他其他的六个同工可以来处理这个希腊人中间的他们这些寡妇所委屈的事情。
Therefore, he can work with the other six chosen people to resolve the crisis among the Gentiles.
我们看到他不但有圣灵所赐分辨的智慧，他也有经验所累积而得到的一个洁净的常识。
Not only he has wisdom, he also accumulated experience among his services. Therefore, he has the sanctified common sense.
在初期教会能够分享住的跟吃的，这是一个很大的问题。
In the early churches, the to resolve the problem of providing food and living, that is truly a big challenge.
因为当时的环境跟我们这边完全不一样。
Because at that time there was a big difference between now and then.
当时他们一信了耶稣之后，他们就要被家人赶出去，被社会赶出去。
At that time, only those people that received Christ will be run out of the families.
因此，依靠教会的那些有需要量非常的大。
And therefore, they need to be relying on the church for the problem.
教会特别需要一些有经验的、有丰富经验的、洁净过常识的人来处理这些事情。
The church rely on these people with wisdom to help them resolve the problems.
我们看到了腓力这个人。
We now have thoroughly examined Philip.
什么是腓力对教会的影响？
What is the impact that Philip has delivered to the church?
他代表了一群新的工人。
He represents a new generation of co-workers.
他肯委身，他不是雇工。
He is willing to make commitments. He is not a hired hand.
他是有属灵的实质，他不是只是会一些礼仪，教会的礼仪。
He is not just governing the right rituals, but he is having the true spiritual implications.
他有天上的智慧。而不是地上的智慧。
He has true spiritual strength because he understands the heavenly things.
我们看到六章一节提到了这些人的对教会的贡献。
Here we see in the verse 1 of chapter 6, it says,
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷的门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Verse 7 says, The word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests become obedient to the faith.
许多的祭司他们得到了更新了。
Even the priests become obedient to the faith.
我们看到不但祭司更新，有许多的信徒增加，门徒增加了。
Not only the priests become renewed, also the number of the disciples increased.
看到了神的道兴旺了起来。
We also see the word of God spread.
我们看到了门徒数目加增的甚多。
We see that the number of disciples increased rapidly.
我们看到属祭司信从了这道。
And there's a large number of priests become obedient to the faith.
表示属灵的领袖被更新了。
It represents that the spiritual leaders being renewed.
我巴不得这个祷告，这个教会能够有同样的更新。
I pray that this church will have the same renewal as recorded right here.
我祷告，巴不得这个地区所有的教会都能够更新。
I pray that all churches in this area will be renewed in the same way as recorded here.
圣灵能够兴起，选择一批像腓力一样的人。
Holy Spirit will generate such a new generation of the co-workers.
在教会做一个杰出的工人。
To be the exemplary workers in the church.
他的侍奉是个生命的侍奉。
He will dedicate their lives to the church.
他是一个杰出的工人。
He or she will be the exemplary workers of church.
让你跟我操练做主的门徒。
Let you and I try to practice the worker of God.
成为一个肯委身的基督徒。
That we were willing to make commitments.
让你跟我顺服圣灵的引领。
That we will obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
成为一个真属灵的基督徒。
That we will truly become a spirit-filled Christian.
让你跟我能够在圣灵的控制之下，能够得到他赐给我们的智慧。
Under the control of the Spirit, we can receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
成为一个有智慧的基督徒。
That we will become the Christian filled with wisdom.
让我们成为一个神所用的一个杰出的教会的工人。
That you and I can become the exemplary workers that will be heavily used by God.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你可以成为腓力。
You can become
成为教会中一个杰出的工人。
You can become exemplary workers of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们的主，我们的神，求你赐福给这个教会跟这地区所有的教会。
Our Father, our God, please bless this church and all the churches in this area.
在我们中间，你圣灵拣选更多的腓力。
that your Holy Spirit will choose among us more Philip.
成为你教会中杰出的工人。
Become exemplary workers in church.
能够把教会进展的瓶颈这个危机变成一个转机。
That these new generation of workers will create breakthrough in our church development.
能够高举我们主耶稣基督的名。
That we will hold your Jesus Christ's name high.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.
这个节目是由根新传道会制作。